Farmers Bank is a proud supporter of Rocket Football, serving customers in Marion, Salem, Henderson, and Madisonville. And this year, Farmers Bank continues its tradition of donating $100 for each home touchdown to the Crittenden County Booster Organization.
All right, we're coming to you for your Rocket post-game show. Crittenden County's back in the win column, Coach Starnes. Feels a lot better this week.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. You know, we had a good weekend, and, you know, kids deserve it. They really played hard, and I was proud of them. You know, Webster was in my mind, was a much-improved football team, and watching them on film, you know, they have some good talent. Their running back was very, very good. He ran hard and pretty quick. Their quarterback, sophomore Skinner, he really concerned us. And, you know, they had some good-sized linemen. So, I mean, we were concerned going into this game. And, you know, the added factor of it being homecoming and also with Gage Courtney over there coaching them, you know, that they were going to be motivated mm-hmm. because they wanted to do it for the coach. And, you know, so, I mean, there was a lot going into it, and, you know, we were really excited and pleased to have this win.
Really came out of the chute. So Mason Myers returns opening kickoff for a touchdown, and then, boom, we're up 28-0 before you know it. And, you know, with a team like Webster that is – maybe a little better than their record indicates, that's what you got to do, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, we were pleased that we came out strong like that. And we've been telling the kids the whole time that, you know, Webster didn't kick the ball deep, and so they kicked it more of a line drive. So we set up our return to hit the middle and hit it hard and hit it quick. And that's what we did and ended up scoring the touchdown. And Mason did a great job of hitting a hole, and Devin led the way for him, Nesbitt. And, you know, it was a tempo setter for us at the very beginning. So, generated some momentum right off the very, very bat.
And you mentioned Devin Nesbitt. Golly, what a game for the sophomore. Two touchdowns, and he rushed for 83 yards, which is a career high for him. Caught a couple of passes, four passes, for 21 yards. Great game for Jim.
Yeah, and, you know, I think and that's what earned him the offensive player of the game. And, you know, did an outstanding job. And I'm going to tell you, Devin is just now coming into his own and understanding mm-hmm. how to run a football.
And how good he can be
yeah. and will be. Yeah. And, you know, he's given our fans and our team and our coaches you know, he's given us the what it's going to be like in the future. Because he's just a sophomore, so that's the talent that we knew that he had, and you know, he's starting to understand that. But you know, I'm seeing him mature more than anybody out there right now.
And, oh, I do too.
And it's amazing because you can just see it before your eyes, and it's rewarding as a coach, and that it's happening. And I think you really have to credit Sean Thompson for that, and I think Sean is serving as his mentor. And you know, Sean
took Sean a while to come out of his shell.
Took Sean. So they're a lot alike.
Yeah, they are. But you know, I interviewed Devin on the Facebook Live after the game, and you know, he did a great job, just a great job on the interview. And last time I looked, it had like 1,600 views. So
you know, and Devin's such a good kid too. I mean, very likable, and you know, it's good to see him getting the. Getting the acclimates that he's getting right now, because he really has worked hard. So
we had a lot of guys that worked hard in this football game. You know, on defense, I don't know how you pick one guy out of this bunch, because Beavers had a great game, Dickerson had a great game, Smith had a great game, and then several others did. I mean, it could have been one of anybody. Who are you going with on
play? Well, you know, what I do when I look at that, I look at the one person that say, okay, you know, if that person wasn't out there, then, you know, what would the game be like, and would the outcome be different? And, you know, Adam Beaver certainly had a great game. You know, he had 8 solos and 5 assists and had a tackle for a loss. You know, you also had Dylan Smith, who had 8 solos, 10 assists, had 68 points, and he had a fumble recovery. And, you know, O'Leary came. You know, he had 5 solos and 3 assists. You know, but really, Gavin Dickerson is the one that we went with, and then Gavin would have been right there to and I think that's what he did on a lot of them. And you know, we were really, really concerned about the athleticism of the quarterback. In fact, you know, their head coach talked to me before the game and, you know, said that their quarterback skill set is far beyond what, you know, that they had at Kentucky State with some of the guys that he played with at Kentucky State. So it says a lot for their,
what, Gage,
their quarterback. No, that's oh. their Gage played with the head coach oh, okay. at Kentucky yeah, State. Yeah. And so, you know, it was a praise for their quarterback. So we were concerned for him, and, you know, we thought that that Gavin did a great job with him and Gavin. And, he's just playing well. I mean, he's solid in the middle and does an excellent job. And, you know, he's probably the most instinctive player out there that we have mm-hmm. That understands the game and what's going on and what's happening.
You know, on special teams, Will Perkins, he's your player of the week. And Will, I know he was kind of antsy to get out there and maybe kick that field goal late in the game when you were on the 1 yard line. Tell us about why your decision was not to kick that field goal.
Well, I mean, it went through my mind, and you know, because Will needs to kick a field goal, he hasn't had an opportunity yet, and he needs to get that opportunity in the event that we have to win a ball game with a field goal. But you know, in that situation, you know, if we kick the field goal, we got the 3 points. Then what we do is we kick off to them and give them an opportunity to run a touchdown back quickly. And so, you know, with 2 minutes and 20 seconds on the clock, and we're, you know, the ball's inside the 5 yard line, or at the 5 yard line.
Yeah, really, maybe inside
yeah.
the one.
Yeah, and so what you're looking at that time is you're looking at time, taking time off the clock. There are times when you need points, and there are times when you need time, the clock just to run. At that particular time, we needed the clock to run, so they were going to have to go 99 yards. And so what we didn't want to do is we didn't want to kick the three, set something up for them to be able to run it back, positions. And then kick an onside kick, you know, and possibly go into that mode. So, you know, we felt like that taking time off the clock is what we needed to have.
And, it, you know, it changes your mindset as a coach, too. When you're at the one, your quarterback standing in the end zone, your play calling is a lot different.
Yeah, you're going to have to run the ball because, you know, you don't want to get a safety. They ended up throwing the ball, but, you know, they had to hurry sometimes to throw the football, and so you take the chance. And, you know, we ended up in that type of situation. You know, we just ran the ball down and took time off, which we could have scored another one. But, you know, at that particular time, we wanted just to secure the win. It was great for these kids because, you know, these kids have worked really hard, and we've let a couple games get away from us in my mind that we had a chance to win. And it's great that these kids got this win, especially with it being homecoming.
I want to mention, too, that Will's kicked 43 extra points in his career. He has 8 this year. He's not missed a one. We don't want to jinx him. You know, it's like kind of like talking about a no-hitter in the 8th inning. You don't want to – but he's hit 26 in a row. And if he hits 4 more, he'll qualify for the state record book.
You know, and I'm going to tell you, it is great to have a kicker like that. And Will is so accurate, and he works hard. You know, his dad is a coach, the kicking coach, Adam Perkins, and – works him hard and does a great job with him. And Will's desire is to kick in college, so he's working hard and he's going to camps and he's become accurate. And, you know, this week was the first time he put a couple of them in the end zone on kickoffs for a touchback. So it's, you know, that's huge whenever you can do that. That mm-hmm. it secures the ball on the 20, doesn't allow for a return. And, you know, that's what we like to have. And, you know, it just you know, it goes I mean, Will, his accuracy is just it's just phenomenal that people don't understand that those points that he has adds up. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't get it, it prompts you to go for 2, and so you're falling behind. And so it's just great to have somebody like that, and he does a great job. So he is the special teams player of the week. And you know, like I said, I hope he does get in the record book KHSA because he really does work hard. He cares about it.
Our receivers, I'd say overall, probably the best game Hunter Boone has had as a quarterback. And then our receivers, I think it's the best they've caught the ball. Ethan Hunt caught 3 for 49 yards. Dawson, we'll talk about him in a minute, 2 for 24. Myers, 4 for 51. Nesbitt, 4 for 21. Lamy, 5 for 68. What a great consistency across the receiving corps.
Right? Yeah, you know, and it's good for that those kids as well. It starts with the quarterback spreading the ball out because if you noticed in the game that they took number six and put him right on Ethan Hunt. Yeah. And so what that does, you know, takes their best player, puts him on our best receiver at the time, and so when you're able to spread it out and throw it to others, then that puts pressure on them. So, you know, it's good, and you know, all these kids can catch. We knew that they could, and it's good to see Brandon Lamy come out of his shell and
another sophomore.
Yeah, another sophomore, and make an outstanding catch for a touchdown.
But
I was also pleased to see him be able to run the ball and catch and run and stuff like that. So he's got a lot of talent, and he's young. And so we're glad to see that.
One of these guys we mentioned, Ethan Dossett, we lost him early in the game, broken collarbone. That's just another skilled player who's really been a contributor to this offense.
You know, and it's sad for him because he was really having a great ball game.
And he loves the game, too.
And he does love it, and it shows. Mm-hmm. Again, he's a sophomore, and so he's going to have surgery on his collarbone. And
I think it's today.
I don't know if it's today or not. So, okay, yeah. I'll have to make sure that I check into it and see. But, you know, I hate it for him and all the other ones. You know, we had Paxton that's having his surgery, I think, Thursday. We had Jacob Russellberg that had surgery on his knee. So, it's been an injury-plagued season so far. And
we lose our middle school quarterback.
We lose a middle school quarterback with a collarbone.
Gabe Mott, bless his heart.
I mean, it just seems like it's going on and on. But, you know, we have to deal with those things as part of the game. And, you know, we just have to continue. We have to step up. And when given an opportunity, you have to step up and play and perform. So, you know, we had Cody Belt, who was out because he had a concussion in Caldwell. So he should be back and actually was just released.
Yeah.
You know, so he's got the concussion protocol, the 7-day protocol that we got to follow and make sure that he's ready to go for this week. So, you know, we are plagued with injuries, but, you know, we just have to move on. But, you know, I hate it for Ethan Dossett. He was having a great game and really was coming along. So, you know, you rehab it, you get better, and you move on.
And I think his was a pretty complicated break, and it's going to have, like I said, surgery. Yeah, which a lot of times those collarbones will just go back and heal.
This one was pretty ugly.
Yeah.
And so I mean, it wasn't. When he did it right. So.
Well, our prayers with the Dossett family and Gabe Mott's family, and then I think Gabe got a pretty good doctor's report. He's going to be out probably 6 to 8 weeks, but they said in 2 weeks he should be back to normal.
Yeah, that's good.
The good thing is these young boys are resilient and their bodies are growing so fast and they heal back up in a hurry. So, Coach Starnes, a great win, second win of the season, beat Webster County for the 8th straight time. Final score 28-6, and we're back in one column. Now we go play our northern neighbors this week, Union County. We'll talk in depth about the Braves on Thursday's podcast, but it's going to be a tough game.
Yeah, it's a tough game. You know, they've got a great running game. They have the Smith kid who's he's just a bull, and he runs hard. Quarterback throws the ball well, and they have a receiver that catches it. And that has a big lineman that go along with it, so it's going to be a physical ball game. But, you know, we just need to make sure that we mention it is First Responders Recognition Night, and you know, we want to make sure that all the first responders sign their name at a table we'll have and get their name mentioned and honored and recognized at halftime. And, you know, even those at Union County, we need to make sure that they're recognized and honored because, you know, we can't live in the society that we live in right now without first responders. And we just all appreciate the things that they do for us and our families and loved ones and friends. It's a great thing, and we want to make sure that we honor, recognize those people.
Yeah. Quite an opportunity, and it's great to be able to do that. All right, well, we'll see you again on Thursday, or we'll talk to you again on Thursday with our pregame podcast. Enjoy the victory this week, and let's get ready for the Braves.
All right, buddy. Thank you.